B'chor's Paragimel Mishnah Gimel 3:3, we now turn to the restrictions on a B'chor, specifically Giza and Avoda. Giza means shearing, Avoda means working. Here we're talking about the Giza part of it. So Giza, shearing, means taking a tool like a scissors and cutting the wool off the sheep, etc. Okay, that's Issa D'oraisa, to do to a B'chor. To use your hands and to pluck out wool by hand would be actually M'doraisa Mutter. Okay, M'dorabanan, they said, no, you can't even pluck it out with your fingers. Kind of for obvious reasons, right? Because it's a classic, you know, gezera, unless you come to shear it properly. Nevertheless, says our Mishnah, there are a couple scenarios where we do let you pluck the hairs by hand with a b'chor. And here we'll explain why. So says the Mishnah inside, Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam Omer, Hashochet es a b'chor. One is now slaughtering a b'chor. The b'chor has a mum, you're allowed to slaughter it. The thing is, Osa makam b'kofetz mekanu mekan. If he's using a kofetz is a cleaver. Now, a cleaver is not really a great tool for shechting animals. It's for like, it's much heavier, you know, it's for chopping through bone and stuff like that. So he needs a clean cut. He needs, it's not so sharp. He needs to get the hair out the way. Therefore, we're saying he's allowed to make a separate area on the neck of the animal where there's no hair in the way, just skin, so that he can use the kofetz and get a good shechita done. Now, the actual words of the Mishnah say, osa makom b'kofetz. It sounds like he can make a place on the neck of the animal with the cleaver. The problem is that actually isn't correct. One would not be permitted to use a cleaver or any tool to cut the hair of the animal because that is gozes. So the Gemara says, when it says bekofetz, what we're talking about here is essentially for the sake of the kofetz, like sort of read it as likofetz. You're making a space for the cleaver to be used as a knife for so you can get a clean cut. And the point is, since you're intending to shech the animal bekofetz with the cleaver, you're allowed to make a space in the hair or wool to do so. Mikan, mikan. Betolash ha-sear, you can pluck out the hair that's in the way with your hands. Ubilvad shlo yazizena mimkomo. You shouldn't take the hair that you pluck out and sort of put it, that like wool on the ground, okay? It's separate from the animal, because that looks like you're doing something else, like you're making a mum or something. And therefore, the point is you sort of pluck that wool out of the neck of the sheep, let's say, and you sort of leave it entangled in the wool, but you now have a clear space on the neck. We can get a good clean cut, even with the kofetz, to shecht it properly. Similarly, v'chein, hatolash esaseyar liros makom hamum. Let's say you have an animal, it's a b'chor, it has developed a mum, some kind of blemish. You're not sure if this is a temporary or permanent blemish. We'll get to the details of like what constitutes a blemish soon enough in the Masechta. But the point is, you need to get a good look at it, but you can't because there's wool in the way. So we're saying here, you are permitted to pull the wool out of the way, pluck the wool out of the lamb's neck. You just have to, again, leave it like entangled in the wool so it doesn't look like you're separating it and, you know, making a mum. But for the sake of checking the mum so you can get a good look at it, you're allowed to pluck with your hands.